I was interested in Wright because as a ex-deputy chief of police and a cop for 25 or 30 years, Wright had an educated eye for bullets. So I had brought along for that interview a bunch of photographs of bullets, 38s, the ballistic comparison rounds to 399, and then 399 itself. So I started putting these photographs out and asking Wright what the bullet he found looked like. And I put out the 38s, and he said, I don't know, the 38s didn't look like that. And then I put out the ballistic comparison rounds, and he said, no, it's pointed. And then I put out a photograph of 399, and Wright said, no, you know, can't you hear? I said it was pointed. And at that point, then he reaches into his desk and pulls out a unfired projectile. I think it was a 30-30 with a pointed tip. And he said, now that's what I'm talking about. It looked like that. And I looked at the 30-30 round and gulped and said, look, can I keep this? And he said, yeah, sure. So I put it in my pocket and photographed it that night. A photograph is in 6 seconds. That bullet is pointed. And Wright certainly had an educated eye for the bullet, the so-called stretcher bullet, and he had it in his possession for a few minutes in any case. So that raised the whole possibility that the bullet in evidence, as Commission Exhibit 399, is not the bullet found on the stretcher.